Today, these three players draft your big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to Friends Go Amok. And now, here's your host, the star of Friends Go Amok, Peter Kamarkin.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rod Roddy. Rod, by the way, someone in the third row, fifth seat, didn't clap. Would you take care of that?
I'll take care of it, Peter. It's done.
I know. I hate to do these things, but it won't be painful. It'll be over quickly.
I like your yellow hanky. That's nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
Here?
It's a fashion statement, is that it? Oh.
You like that?
It's more than just a yellow hanky.
Sometimes I use it as a babushka. Like this. What do you think?
It's you. It's you.
It's me, isn't it? It's scary sometimes I do things. In any event, hi! Welcome to Fashion Day here at Press Your Luck. Let's meet the players who want the bucks and enough of the nonsense. Starting with our first player, his name is Howard Crandall. How are you, Howard?
Thank you.
How you doing?
Very good.
That's good. Where are you from, Howard?
Boulder City, Nevada.
Right,
the home of Hoover Dam.
No kidding. When did it move?
About a year ago.
So you have a hotel there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a nice, friendly place to stay.
Is it really? We'll have to check it out.
Okay.
And you want to add another wing to it, right?
One more.
All right. Well, good luck, Howard. Good to have you with us. Our second player is our champ, Yvonne Haldeman. Yvonne, $8,100. What do you have planned for the bucks?
Well, I want to go see the world.
Go see the world?
I want to go to Europe.
Go to Europe, go anywhere, where do you care?
Yeah.
This is great.
Yes.
You're probably smiling when you frown, isn't it? Because you have these great cheeks. Are you always smiling? Stop smiling, Yvonne. You can't. It's impossible for Yvonne to stop smiling. Well, I don't blame you. $8,100, I'd be smiling too. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, our third player is Sue Arenda. How are you, Sue?
Good, thanks, Peter.
Good. Sue, you like old movies and reading books? What kind of books?
I read Agatha Christie mysteries. Love them.
Oh,
yeah. I love the twists.
The twists and turns. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You came to the right place. We have our own mystery here, right?
Right.
Hope you don't uncover any whammies. All right? Gang, you ready to do this?
Hey.
All right. Give me a buzz and answer three spins. Multiple choice and one spin. Here's the first question. According to a university study, out of every 10 girls, how many would rather date a non-smoker than a smoker? Howard?
Four.
Is it four, seven, or eight, Yvonne?
Eight.
What do you think, Sue?
I'll go with eight.
Of every 10 girls, seven would prefer dating a non-smoker. No spins. None. Zip. Off. Zero. Next question. The U.S. Postal Service is printing the 50th issue of stamps with this president's portrait on it. Which president is it? I'm getting this kind of sick feeling. I'm going to give it to you multiple choice. If you don't get it, I'm going to hit you. The U.S. Postal Service is printing the 50th issue of stamps with this president's portrait on it. Which president is it? Is it Washington, Lincoln, or Jefferson? Howard?
Washington.
What do you think, Yvonne?
Lincoln.
How about you, Sue?
I'll go with Washington.
That's the 50th stamp with George Washington's picture on it. Howard is spin, Sue is spin. Boy, we're marching now. Just pulled it off. Here's the third one. Their height, their weight, or their face? According to Psychology Today, with which did more women say they're most dissatisfied, Sue?
Their weight.
All right. Is it weight, height, or face, Howard?
Weight.
What do you think, Yvonne?
Weight.
Yeah, the gals are least happy about their weight. Howard to two, Yvonne to ten, and Sue to four. This is the finale question. Whoever gets it gets this handkerchief. When someone's deceived you, what is it you might say they've pulled over your eyes, Howard?
Wool.
Is it wool, scarf, or a lie, Yvonne?
Wool.
What do you think, Sue?
Wool.
They pulled the wool over your eyes. There it is, and Howard to five. We're behind the two. Two to five. We'll come back with big bucks for these players. We're going to have to be great. We'll be right back. start with the questions and the answers. We're going to give you a chance to jump on the big board and make some bucks. Would you like to do that?
All right.
Just do it quietly because you don't want to wake up whammies. Now, there's a lot of money up there, about 50,000 bucks, a few whammies. Stay away from them. How about a trip?
Well, right on with that.
How about listening to our Santa Barbarian? Tell us about one. Okay. Rodley.
I will do it, Peter. There is a vacation awaiting one of today's players, if they're lucky. 6 days and nights in scenic Santa Barbara. That picture has city of red tile roots and great Spanish tradition. Set between the beautiful mountains and the blue Pacific shore, it's a vacation you will never forget in fabulous Santa Barbara.
All right. Nice trip. You want it? You also want to win this round. You can play last in the final round. It's important for Wendy's. Well, that's important, too. If you get four whammies, you'll be history. And you can pass your remaining spins when you so desire. Yvonne, two spins for you. You're first. Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay, let's get those big bucks. Let's go. Many, 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 many big bucks and bucks.
Stop at $750. First place. One spin.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's get those big bucks. Money, 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 and bucks.
Stop at $550. That's $1,300. First place for now. Howard, you're up five spins. Here we go.
Okay. Money, 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 money.
Stop at $750.
Oh,
fourth spin. Second place, Howard.
Money, 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 money.
Stop. Stop at a
stereo.
Oh, okay. That's with $550, $1,500 tied with Yvonne. First place, three spins.
Okay. Money, 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 money.
Stop at $700, $2,000. First place by $700. You now have two spins, Howard.
Two more.
All right, from there. Well, you lost the $2,000, but you have a spin left, Howard. You want to hit it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Money. Big bucks. Big bucks.
Stop. Ooh, Howard. Well, you have two whammies, no dollars, no spins. So you got a reprieve. We go to Sue with five spins. Here we go.
Stop.
Stop.
All I hear is big bucks, big bucks. I got your big buck.
Kind of an unpleasant way to greet you, isn't it, Sue?
Really?
Four spins left.
That's okay. We're just getting started. Come on. I want the big bucks. Nice trip. Come on. Stop.
Stop at 350. Woo! You're in second place. Three spins.
Come on. Good. Give me that Cancun trip. Stop.
Stop at 200 more. It's 550. Two spins, you have 650 left. Then you go.
I'm gonna press my left. Cancun, stop.
Stop.
Now that I'm a star, I need makeup. Makeup!
Oh, a lot of whammies so far. Sue, two whammies, no dollars, one spin. You want to be careful about getting a third whammy in round one. You have a spin left, however.
I'm going to pass it to Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne, it's yours. $1,300, one spin you have to take, and here he comes. See if you hold on to first place.
Let's get those big bucks. Let's go.
Stop at $1,250. Zero. Round 2550. First place is yours. You have that big advantage. And you have the pleasure of seeing us. We come back after the commercial whistle. We're back for more fun and questions. But Yvonne, I said you had $8,100. Actually, you have $18,980. That's because our contestant coordinator, well, is a fellow named Bobby Edwards, who used to work at Press Your Luck. He was our contestant coordinator, and his job is to write down here $18,000. That's all he does. That's his only job, is to come out and write down. But Bobby's somewhere else now. Nice fella, but bye, Bob. In any event, you have the money, Yvonne. Are you ready for another round of questions and answers?
Yeah.
We're ready, too. Here we go. Which toothpaste brand advertised its product by having a jubilant kid screech, "Look, Ma, no cavities"? Howard?
Gleam.
Is it Gleam, Crest, or Colgate, Yvonne?
Gleam.
What do you think, Sue?
Crest.
Those were the Crest kids.
Yeah.
And Sue gets the spin. You know, I don't think Procter & Gamble's going to be too upset since they spent, what, $80, $90 million on that campaign. And one out of three people remembered. Boy, are they going to be pleased. Here's the next question. Here's a shocker. What fraction of Americans have never set foot in a library? Howard?
One half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Yvonne?
1/4.
What do you think, Sue?
I'm going to say a half.
Well, the library is completely strange territory to 1/4 of us. And Yvonne gets the spin. If it were 1/2 of us, it would be depressing. Here's the next one. An actress, a heavenly body. Is there a difference? Oh. An actress, a heavenly body, or a bird? What is a starling? Yvonne.
A bird.
Yeah, is a bird an actress or a heavenly body, Howard?
Bird.
What do you think, Sue?
It's a bird.
It's indeed a bird. Howard, a spin. Yvonne to 4. Sue to 2. Next one. Last one. This is your last question of the day. Isn't that exciting? I knew I'd get you. If you haven't been writing with a ballpoint pen too long, tell us the color of the traditional wooden pencil. Sue?
Black.
Is it black, yellow, or blue, Howard?
Blue.
What do you think, Yvonne?
Yellow.
Amazing. The traditional wooden pencil is yellow. 1 out of 3 get it. And Howard goes to 1, Yvonne goes to 5. Sue stays at 2. And I'm amazed. We'll be back after these words for Big Buck. Back for Big Bucks, and look at this. Sure, Sue. Yellow pencil number 2s, and I'm going to write down here how much we're going to give to the book fund for all those people that don't go to the library. Isn't that fair? You guys going
to
donate something?
That's fair to me.
All right. Well, there's $100,000 up there in spite of everything else. So you've got a bunch of whammies. That's enough. Yvonne with $25.50. You're going to play last. You earned it. And Howard, you're going to go first with 1 spin, $0. But what the most exciting part of this all is I'm going to throw the pencil to Rod, who's going to tell us about a trip to London.
There is a fabulous trip up on the big board today, Peter. And one of our lucky players could be spending 6 full days and nights taking all the sights and sounds of England's magnificent capital. This is a trip worth almost $2,500.
All right, now Rod's going to throw it back to me. Rod wasn't very good at baseball. What the heck? In any event, Yvonne, you will go last at 25. I told you that before. I want to see if you're paying attention. Howard, you're first. 1 spin. This is it, Howard.
It's a free spin.
The big one.
Free spin. Okay, big bucks and spins and stop.
Stop. It's $700 a spin. $700. You got 1 spin. Second place. Howard is still in the game.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep going.
Stop. Stop at $500 a spin. $1,200. 1 spin left, Howard. You're maximizing those spins.
Keep going. Keep going. Stop.
It's $750. Okay. Just avoided that whammy. $1,950. Second place. Two big ones.
Come on, I need some spins.
Stop at a Heritage Tour. A Heritage Tour worth $1,952. That puts you in second place, $2 more than Howard, and about $600 less than Yvonne. 1 spin.
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
Come on, I need some big bucks. I need some spins. Stop.
Stop at $750. You now are up to $2,702. You are in first place by $152. You want to enjoy it for a few moments?
I'll enjoy it for a few moments.
All right, just stop. Let Sue enjoy this for a few moments. We'll see how long it takes. You've been in first place now for...
I've enjoyed it.
Is enough? About 5 seconds in first place. Now we're going to Yvonne with 25, 50, and 5 spins, Yvonne.
Okay, let's go. Money, 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 those big bucks, and stop!
Stop at $700. That gives you 32.50. First place. Sue, you're no longer in first place. Just thought I'd tell you that just in case you didn't know. There you met Yvonne, 4 spins.
Okay, let's do it. Money, 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 big bucks, and...
Stop!
Elementary, my dear Fang. It was greed that got it.
News bulletin, Sue. You are back in first place. 2702. You find 3 spins. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, let's get those big bucks. Money, 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 and stop!
Stop at Tahiti. Yay! That trip to Tahiti is worth $3,243. 2 spins left, Sue. You're not in first place anymore.
I know.
Yvonne, 2 spins. Press your luck or pass. About $500 more than Sue.
No! I gotta go!
Going.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, let's get those big bucks. Money, 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 and...
Stop at $800. $4,043. You have one spin left, Yvonne. You have $1,341 more than Sue. If you avoid the whammy, you'll win the game. However, you can pass it to Sue. If she whammies, Howard will put you up in his hotel free for the rest of your natural life. What do you want to do? No, that wouldn't happen. Hold it. No, I'm wrong. You'd pass it to Sue and she would whammy. And Howard is, Howard's in his hotel, but you're not there because you will have won the game. You can buy Howard's hotel, basically. You know? I got a little carried away there. What do you think, Yvonne? She's going to press on. Sue, big spin here. Let's see what Yvonne can do. Here we go.
One more. Let's get those big bucks in there.
$4,643. One spin left. Now, Yvonne, you have about $5,341 more than Sue. Now Sue gets the spin. You'll need something. Well, there are a couple things with that much money on it you can get, Sue. Otherwise, an additional spin will help you. You have to take the spin. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Looking
I
for big bucks, Yvonne.
I
Sue, big spin.
I want to spin.
Up at $1,000 is not enough, and Yvonne wins it with $8,043. We'll be back after these words and talk to $8,043, Yvonne. You're doing rather well. And the illustrious one, Mr. Rod Ruddy, will tell you about what you've won. Right.
But of course I will, Peter. Yvonne, you have won a dream vacation for you and your guests as you fly to Tahiti on UTA French Airlines, one of the leading airlines to Tahiti. You'll enjoy the sun, the sand, the calm lagoons of Tahiti at the Hotel Tahara, located on its own wave-washed sandy beach in Tahiti. That prize is worth $3,243, combined with the $4,800 in cash you won today and the $18,980 in cash and prizes you won previously. That gives you a grand total, Yvonne, of $27,023. Congratulations.
All right, Yvonne. $27,023, or, according to Bobby Edwards, you have $17,023. Take your pick, you know what I mean? After we saw him running out of here with about 10 grand, we'll catch him and get your money back. Don't worry, Yvonne. Nice going. You get to hit on us again. Howard and Sue, you're leaving us with some nice prizes, so obviously you don't go away empty-handed. Thank you for being with us, all right?
Thank you.
I have a little goodie here. This one is from Marie Gauthier of Victoria, British Columbia. She writes in, eyes are good for viewing things, and hands are good for doing things. Fingernails are good for picking things, and a tongue is good for licking things. A nose is good for smelling things, and a mouth is good for telling things. Ears are good for hearing things, and feet are good for hearing things. I'm not sure what eyebrows do, as the same goes for toenails, too. But whammies, well, whammies, what can I say? Whammies are just good for taking things away. Let's do this one again. I want to do this, and we'll do it even faster. Harry, ready? Okay. Keep up if you can. Eyes are good for viewing things, and hands are good for doing things. Fingers are good for picking things, and tongue is good for licking things. And nose is good for smelling things, and mouth is good for telling things. Ears are good for hearing things, and feet are good for hearing things. I'm not sure what eyebrows do, and the same goes for toenails. But whammies, well, man, what can I say? Whammies? Just good for taking things away. Thanks. Till next time, Peter DeCarge, thanks and best of luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our studio audience will receive Frigidaire's Elite 18-cubic-foot frost-proof refrigerator freezer with textured steel doors for no fingerprints and fully adjustable tinted glass shelves. Frigidaire appliances. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Lee, press-on nails. Full nails with super stick tabs for long, perfect nails in seconds. Lee, press-on nails. plus Toblerone, a magical mix of Swiss milk chocolate, crushed almonds, and honey nougat from Chocolate Toblerone. Also, fast, effective Cutex remover. It actually locks in moisture so your nails get stronger every time you use it. And Flamborough Imports presents America's favorite clown, Emmett Kelly Jr. Handcrafted limited edition porcelain figurine signed and numbered from Flamborough Imports. Also, for quick, quiet cleanup, Bissell's Double Brush Classic sweeps all floors, the perfect companion to your vacuum cleaner by Bissell. And Dramamine has helped prevent motion sickness for almost 40 years. That's why people say Dramamine means you travel well. Use it correctly.
Hi, I'm Al Albert, number one ranked lightweight, Rafael Ruelas, also heavyweight, Lionel Butler. Tomorrow at 9 p.m. East Central Time, as Budweiser presents USA's Tuesday Night Fights.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Pressure Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.